Folks, the best value at Manager Tools is to buy an annual license to our material. For $200 a year, you get access to show notes for every single show produced, over 100 a year, plus our entire archive of nearly 1,000 shows. You wouldn't want to print it out all in one place. It'd be a management Wikipedia, and it'd be probably 5,000 pages. You get all that, plus access to Things I Think, and even more powerfully, the interview creation tool, which may be our strongest and most least known digital tool that we have, and more digital tools to come in the future, available only to licensees. Ask another licensee. They'll tell you it is the best value they have. Welcome to Career Tools. Our guidance on how to introduce yourself. Here we go. Okay, Wendy, it's been 10 years we've been doing Career Tools, and we have never done a cast on how to introduce oneself. We have done a cast on how to introduce one person to another, but you and I both know that in all the people we meet in all of our travels, that the fact is a lot of people don't know how to introduce themselves. They don't think it's important, and they don't know what to do when someone introduces themselves to them.
I couldn't even count the number of times I've heard you say, "And you are?"
Yeah.
To people, because they know who you are, so they assume. Yeah.
Hello, nice to meet you. I'm Mark Horstman with Manager Tools. And, oh, nice to meet you. It may, in fact, be etiquette-wise a little bit wrong, but I lean forward a little bit like, you know you're supposed to say something else right now, yeah. Right? And I suspect that there have been times when I said, "And you are," and it didn't come across as politely as I intended. So, okay. So introducing yourself ought to be simple. It's fundamental. In fact, I just read something recently which says human beings, when we ask one another, "Oh, do you know so-and-so?" is an important part of civilization and culture, because it extends trust and so on. And if they know so-and-so, then if so-and-so is a good guy, then if you know him, that by definition, that some of that rubs off on you.
Yeah.
When you're first meeting someone. But if you don't introduce yourself to anybody, you're not going to know that many people. So let's cover one of the core basics of basic interpersonal professionalism. What's our guidance on how to introduce yourself to somebody else?
So we're going to start with shaking hands. We're going to say our whole name clearly. We're going to explain where we fit in and ask for their name.
To be clear, we're a little bit joking earlier. We're not going to ask for their name if they already say it, right?
Yeah, yeah, clearly.
Good. Okay. So we're going to start with shaking hands. And now, let's talk about this. Gee whiz, Wendy, we hear all the time from people in America. Oh, well, that's the American way. It doesn't, you know, everywhere else they do it differently.
Yeah, they don't.
Yeah, they don't.
Or at least if you go to shake hands, they'll shake hands with you.
They understand what you're doing.
Yeah. Yes. When I lived in Germany, they shake hands all the time. They shake hands just because it's been breakfast time.
Yeah.
And in France, I've had the same thing. Yeah. Okay. They might do something else to each other and people they know. But if you reach out your hand, they'll shake your hand. The same when we were in China. We shook people's hands and they reacted in the same way. It's like they know that. It's like we know that Eskimos rub noses, but they know that we don't, so we find the common ground.
Yeah, the common professional greeting in the world today, folks, is shaking hands. Yes, you might get kissed on the cheek, each cheek, in France. Yes, there might be other subtle customs that are different, but people understand when different customs, different cultures, different peoples come together, there are some central customs, some central tendencies in our customs, not our cultures, but our customs of how we interact. And shaking hands is one of them. It is a standard, and I think it's fair to say, Wendy, expected behavior that when you introduce yourself to someone else for the first time in a professional setting, one shakes hands.
And even the Queen says you don't have to bow or curtsy. Shaking hands is adequate.
Oh, we like the Queen, don't we?
I do like
the Queen. I am drinking out of a coffee mug this morning that says, "God save the Queen." Bought Indeed. Actually at Buckingham Palace because it's just so cool. Yeah, now that said, we have to be very clear here. We're not going to go through our guidance on handshaking, guys, because one of our, Oh, I don't think anything we've ever done is famous, but one of our most famous casts among our large and growing community is How to Shake Hands, the Secrets of a Great Handshake. And it is, I believe, Wendy, the longest single one-part show we ever did at 55 minutes or thereabouts.
I believe so.
And it has, I think, 10 points about shaking hands in it, about where your eyes go and where your left foot and right foot go, and how your elbow moves,
and how hard to squeeze.
You giving specific guidance using a baseball bat, not even a golf club, and perhaps the single most important thing about our handshake guidance, the thing that will make the biggest difference in your handshake, if you don't feel confident about your handshake now, is to remember that the most important joining of hands issue is the webbing between your thumb and forefinger meeting the webbing between them, their thumb and forefinger. If you do that, even if you don't do some of the other guidance, your handshake is highly likely to be tolerable and highly likely to be good, and it's impossible for it not to be tolerable. And too many people grab fingers or over grab and so on, and they don't know where to grab or when to grab. And the key is, make sure you, before you do anything else, the first touching of hands, when your hand touches theirs, it should be the web between your thumb and forefinger touching theirs. That is the buried secret sauce in a great professional handshake.
Mm-hmm. And if you're going to shake hands with a woman, then you do it exactly the same as you would with a man. If you're not going to shake hands for religious reasons, that's fine. But if you are going to shake hands with a woman, then it has to be the same as a man. Because I tell you, my first reaction when someone does that to me is, you think I'm female. And you have a whole bunch of assumptions about that.
Right.
That you've now discounted my advice or discounted what I'm going to say.
And I think what somebody would tell you, Wendy, is when you say, oh, you think I'm a female, the person would say, well, yes, of course I do, because you are, and that's not, doesn't mean anything. But I think if I could change what you said slightly, it is, you think I'm a female before you think of me as a professional.
That's it, yeah.
In other words, I deserve different treatment because I'm a woman than other professionals. Because if you were shaking hands with a male professional, you wouldn't think of him as being male, and so therefore you would do what makes sense to you. But with a female professional, one changes one's behavior, which is fundamentally untrue. We don't have guidance for women or female professionals because professional guidance is gender nonspecific. So good. And I will also tell you, Wendy, we see this a lot. You're talking about a man shaking your hand and perhaps doing it differently. Mm-hmm. The three possibilities are too weak, just right, and too strong. The too weak and too strong thing is interesting, because the too strong thing is just vulgar. It's stupid in an awkward way. But the too weak thing is really saying you're a woman, and is actually saying, this is not a professional greeting. I am greeting you as a woman and as someone who is, if you'll pardon the expression, something fairly dated, the fairer sex. Because 50 to 100 years ago, when women shook hands, they offered their hand a bit like a dainty teacup for the man to take, which reinforced the idea that women were, yes, superior to men in the world of etiquette, but also more delicate than men. And neither of these things are true or applicable in the professional world. So, Wendy, interestingly, I see another problem that perhaps you don't see, which is women offering their hand the way ladies offer their hand, which, again, sends the same guidance in reverse.
It does,
it's
yeah.
It's not helpful. So, folks, we encourage you to listen to our Handshake podcast. It is one of my favorites. I'm always, when you know, our book comes out soon enough, and I'm always amazed by authors who say, oh, I can't really pick between the books. You know, they're like my children. I can't really pick. Well, I can pick.
Oh, I can pick between our podcasts.
Podcasts, right?
Yeah. Redheaded stepchildren.
Yes. So we encourage you to listen to Secrets of a Great Handshake. If you don't know how to do that and you're listening for the first time today, you can come to our website, manager-tools.com. Go to our what is known as Map of the Universe, which will find you every podcast you could possibly want that we've done, all categorized for you. You can also search for the title in any of the search boxes on any of the page, Secrets of a Great Handshake. You can go to iTunes, and there are a couple of other places where you can get our cast and use an RSS reader. And look for Manager Tools in iTunes podcast, and you'll find it, and you can download a lot of our shows. If you want to download all 800 of our shows, you'll have to get your RSS feed or information from our website because Apple, I don't think, Wendy, isn't it true that Apple won't let us?
I don't know if it's, it's
just that the size of the file, exactly. The RSS file that one would download is so big that there are many systems that it would break because we're one of the only podcasts that you can get all of our historical ones that we don't, folks, if you're joining us for the first time, we don't do timely podcasts. We don't talk about current events. This podcast will still be valid in 10 years. Every cast we've ever done is still valid 10 years and will be 20 years on. And so all of our casts are available in some place. And of course, if you have any questions about how to get our stuff or what we do, you can email us at customerservice@manager-tools.com. Okay. Boy, that was a long soliloquy there. So shaking hands is part of introducing oneself in the professional world. Good. The next thing you recommended was saying our name clearly.
Yes. I saw some debate recently saying that men and women introduce themselves differently, which is just silly, right? We all have a first name and a last name.
Boy, you know, that's interesting. I would say if that's so, and I want to know a little bit more, if that's so, I would want to know how subtle it is because I'm very sensitive to introductions.
Mm-hmm. Women apparently tend to introduce themselves with their first name only. And men always say both names. That's what I read.
Okay. I'd love to see more, but that doesn't jive with my experience. And maybe it's because my experience is so much more professional rather than professional and personal together. But your point is there isn't a man's way or a woman's way. There's a professional way.
Yeah. And that's to say your whole name, the first and last, or at least what counts as whatever you call your first name, the name that you want to be called by, and your family name or surname or whatever you call that.
So you would be suggesting to me, if I'm a 25-year-old person just joining the career the workforce, I'm starting my career, I don't have to say to someone I meet in my company for the first time, hello, I'm William Mitchell. Please call me Billy. I don't have to say that.
No, I would just say, I'm Billy Mitchell.
Yeah.
It saves the confusion. It saves people having to remember something other than what they look at. It's better to have your email with the name you want to be called, because otherwise you'll constantly be called the wrong name. And depending on how you feel about that, some people, I'm not bothered if people get my name wrong because it's spelt in a silly way and that's not helpful. But some people do get upset about that. And if you're going to get upset about it, make sure that your email says the name you want to be called by. So I've got some examples here.
Yeah, give us some examples, because I think people are going, yeah, well, I have a first and last name. Of course, I say my first and last name. That's fine. But it gets subtle pretty quickly.
Yeah. So someone with the first name, Susan, and a middle name, Mary and Smith. So she wants to be known as Susan. So she would introduce herself as Susan Smith. She wouldn't say the middle name because it's not part of the name she wants to be known by.
Yeah, and I would say that that applies to the vast majority of people who, at least in the Western world, have a first name, a middle name, and a last name. And generally, middle names don't come into play. So that's the fairly standard one. Even though people do have middle names, we don't usually introduce ourselves that way. Okay?
Anne-Marie that's hyphenated. So if she was Anne-Marie Jones, she would have to introduce herself as Anne-Marie and not Anne, because people will quickly start calling you Anne if that's what you are.
Right.
And if you, some people's hyphenation is different to others, but if you want to be known by the hyphenated version, you have to introduce yourself as Anne-Marie.
Yeah. Now, I think in this case with the hyphen, her first name is Anne-Marie.
Anne-Marie, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And so if she wants to be known as Anne, she could do that.
She could absolutely do that.
But if her first name is Anne-Marie and that's the way she goes, then she says, hi, I'm Anne-Marie Jones. Good. Okay.
James Green might introduce himself as Jim Green if he's known as Jim. If you introduce yourself as James, people will invariably call you James.
Yeah.
But if you feel like, you know, you've had that nickname since you were a child and you feel like a Jim, then it's fine to introduce yourself as Jim. There's no reason, you don't have to actually give people your legal name if you don't want to. When I worked next to the HR people, I was surprised how many people go by a middle name or a name that's not even related to any of the names they've got.
Well, I think to be fair though, Wendy, right, that the reason people say it is because in their head they're thinking, but on my employment thing it does say William R. or James R. Green. And so people think, well, I'm being truthful to what my official thing is. And if I say Jim Green, maybe they won't know when they see James R. Green that that's me. And folks, what Wendy is telling you is that you are introducing yourself to give them the way you would like to be called. You do not need to be faithful to your given name if you have a typical nickname, a shortening, a preference, and the concern that later someone won't know who you are by email because of the email protocols of your company is not a worry when you're introducing yourself to someone in a verbal conversation.
Yeah.
Did I say that right for you?
Okay. Yes.
Good.
Yeah, I agree.
Good. Good. Okay.
And one of my friends is Justine Worth, and she lives in the Netherlands. And so she introduces herself as Susie Worth because she says it's easier for people who speak Dutch. Now, don't tell me Dutch people that you can say Justine. That's the reason she told me that she had changed her name.
Yeah.
So
her name is still Justine Worth.
Yes. Susie was a nickname her dad gave her, and it's easier to say, so she decided to adopt it.
And we know this is true. We have many, many Chinese nationals living in America, or people born in China who now live here, or people of Chinese descent who were born in the U.S., who were given a Chinese name at birth and don't go by that name.
That's right. A lot of Chinese people, when they start learning English, pick a Western style name, and then they go by that name because it's easier when speaking English.
And it's inappropriate for you when a person who appears to be of Asian descent says to you, I'm Jim, and then uses his last name, that you say, well, that can't be your given name, because you would be making a distinction because of one's racial identity / appearance.
It's just rude.
People don't understand it. They think they're being, quote, culturally sensitive, unquote, as opposed to they would never dream of asking a Caucasian person, oh, you said you're Jim Smith, but you weren't born Jim Smith, were you? Was it James? Was it Jimothy?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, there's a difference. If you're just, I mean, we're talking about people just meeting each other. If you've known your friend for 5 years and you've got that kind of relationship and you can go, so what is your real name?
Yeah,
that's fine. That's a whole different ballgame. But we're talking about people in a professional context meeting for the first time. And whatever they tell you their name is, you take it face value. That's the only polite way to do it.
Yes. Good. Okay. The next thing I know we've talked about this is one endeavors to say one's name clearly.
Yes. You do it better than I do. So, good morning. I'm Wendy Lord.
It's nice to meet you, Wendy. I'm Mark Horstman.
You do that emphasis thing. So you emphasized your first name.
Yes.
Because that's the way you want them to call you. That kind of says to them, I don't need to be Mr. Horstman.
Yes, but no, I'm, well, holy Toledo, I'm... I might have been at one point Captain Horseman, but no, I don't think I've ever been Mr. Horseman. Well, I guess at the country club, but that's a separate thing. No, I've talked about this. Gosh, I'm trying to think where I feel like everybody knows this, but clearly they don't. That the problem is your name to you folks is well known. You've said it a billion mm-hmm. times, and you are very good at saying it. So much so you can do it quickly. In fact, in your head, it takes up the space of what amounts to a grammatical full stop. It is trivial to you. It is not complex. You don't think about it. And so therefore, when Wendy introduces herself to me, and I say back, "Oh, nice to meet you, Wendy. I'm Mark Horseman. And let me tell you something. I just said my name. And I just said it completely clearly. It comes through my head in words, you know, that are easy as pie. But all I have to do is change that name to something else. Marshall Smith. Nice to meet you, Wendy. I'm Marshall Smith."
And of course, the person you're meeting has nothing, has no clues until you say the words. So it's much harder to interpret what somebody has said with no context.
Yes. So my point is, folks, when you introduce yourself, put emphasis on your first name, and you have to practice this a little bit to be good at it. But what you'll discover is that will add a slight pause to your last name, your surname, so that the person knows what to call you. You don't realize it, but if you tape yourself, you'll be a little bit surprised when you say your name, how quickly you say it. And if your name is not Jim Smith or Bob Jones, or even better, Bobby Jones, you run the risk of having every interaction end with one of two not good possibilities. One, the person doesn't know what you said and doesn't ask, or they have to ask, I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. And then what you're going to say, believe me, if you have a name that's a little bit hard, and there are some names that are harder, and I don't think of mine as terribly hard, but even if your name is fairly straightforward, if they ask you for your name again, you're going to say it the way I did. You're going to say Jim Smith. Mm-hmm. That's what you're going to do. Now, I would argue something else. That's a subtle way to improve on everybody's doing it. And I will tell you, folks, when you meet executives, don't be surprised. The more well-known and the more senior the executive is, if they just say, "Hi, I'm Jim. Hi, I'm Anne Marie." They don't want to see you when you introduce yourself to them and they say, "Hi, Bill Gates." They just don't. And they don't want you thinking, "Oh, you're the CEO. Oh, you're the CFO of the company. You're the EVP of finance." Mm-hmm. So don't be surprised by that. On the other hand, for the vast majority of us, great unwashed in the world, first and last name is the way to do it. Okay? And we have to do it clearly, right?
Yeah. Don't mumble. I mean, there's a difference between saying your name really quickly and therefore merging it all together, right, and not the person not being able to pick out your name, and saying it really quietly or under your breath or in a way that's not clear. Saying it quickly is just unthoughtful in a way, but yes, to mumble it has even more connotations of lack of self-confidence, that you don't want to say your name, you don't want people to know who you are. There's a whole bunch of conclusions people draw from people who mumble.
Yeah, the lack of confidence, particularly if you're a manager, will immediately affect. It's the old saying of you don't get a second chance to make a good first impression, which, by the way, folks, data proves even more true today than it used to be.
Yeah. And if you don't like your name, change it. You don't even have to change it legally. You can just change it. You can just say to people when you change jobs or you're meeting people for the first time or if you're going to college or whatever, those transition points where you meet a whole series of new people, it's much easier to start saying, you know, I don't like the name Willard. I'm going to call myself Will.
Yep.
It's fine.
I have a classmate and a company mate from the academy who his name now is Derek Miller. Great guy, by the way. And when he came to West Point, His name was Dork. That was his given name.
I can understand why he chose it.
And he didn't earn it. He didn't earn it because he's a good guy. And he changed his name while I was at school. And I would know when I saw him next at our next reunion at 40 years or whatever that he used to be Dork. But I would call him Derek. And I would think that's entirely his call, man.
Absolutely. It just is.
That's it, everybody. Sorry it took us 10 years to get to this very basic career tool guidance. Come back next week.
Career Tools produces actionable guidance for professionals every week. To receive additional materials via our newsletter and to find products for situations you may face, go to www.managertools.com. Search for Career Tools on Twitter and LinkedIn.